Got a whole testing.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'm Jim. It's my wife, Debbie. We have a whole testing on our website of Skillet and of this. And then mostly we call people out of evangelicalism, American churchianity, which is putting this on. This is not worship of God. This is entertainment. This is fleshly. We must be in the spirit. None of this models. Jesus made a whip for the people that merchandised on the things of God.
Right.
John 2. You read all that on my website.
I believe, like, even the Bible doesn't tell everything that transpired over the times. It's only a partial.
It tells us how to live, how to worship, how to follow, how to obey. That's all we need. This is not part of it. This is not part of it. This is corrupt Christianity. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You're not keeping the commandments of God guiding your family to this. This is of the world. James 4:4.
The Bible is just hearsay.
Oh, I'm so sorry you said that.
It is. It's hearsay. Well, you weren't there.
The Bible is the accurate word of God, or Jesus Christ is a liar.
It is not.
That's where our conversation would end. I actually have articles on that on my website, and you can send me an email when you can refute the word of God. Did you know there's more manuscripts to back up the New Testament than any book in history?
There's not now. There's stuff that's not even being told in the Bible.
Absolutely.
They kept it out of the Bible.
No.
Yes.
No, the Bible is accurate, sir.
No, it's not.
Yep.
It's
You'll be judged by it on Judgment Day. We hope you repent. We love you.
Calling Americans to test themselves to the eternal word of God. It's true, or Jesus is a liar. Jesus is not a liar. The word of God, you'll be judged by it. Repent, America. We love you.